We're picking up on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, 10 lines up from the bottom of the page, 2 lines up from the wide, from the very wide lines towards the end of the line. Amar Rabbi Chanina Bar Idi said, "Lama Nimshul Divrei Torah L'Mayim? Why is Torah compared to water? D'chsev Hoy Called Samei L'Chumayim." The pasuk says, "Whoever is thirsty for Torah should go seek water," referring to Torah. So we see that Torah is compared to water. So why is that? Lomer lochas is tell you, ma mayim anicha machem gavoa b'holchan makam namoch. Just as water travels from the high place to the low place, will travel downhill. After the Torah, emes chaimen ela b'misha daita shvela. So to the Torah, only will stand with someone who is humble, who his das is low. He has a humble opinion of himself. V'am Rabbi Yoshia. And similarly, Rabbi Yoshia said, "Lama nimshul divrei Torah l'shloshim ashken halalu? Why do we find the Torah is compared to 3 liquids in Tanakh? What are they? B'mayim, water, as we said above, v'yayinu v'chalav, and wine and milk. D'chsiv, as the pasuk says, holy kol tamei l'chumayim, whoever is thirsty for Torah should seek water. That Torah is called water. U'chsiv, in the continuation, the pasuk says, l'chu shivru v'achilu, go buy and eat. L'chu shivru b'lo kesef, you can go buy without money. U'b'lo mechir, without any cost, yayin v'chalav, wine and milk." So obviously, he's not talking about literal wine and milk, because how can you buy that without cost? Rather, it's referring to Torah that you can learn and study without paying any money. So again, why is Torah compared to these 3 liquids? Lomer l'chaz to tell you, mashlosha mashkin, just as these 3 liquids, halalu, these liquids, emes kaimen ela v'pachal shebekelim, that they are stored and they are kept in the lowliest, the cheapest of vessels, earthenware vessels, clay vessels. After every Torah, Amos Kaiman Albamishadita Shvela. So to again, Torah can only be properly kept and held in someone who has views himself in a humble way, and not someone who is haughty. Kida Amr Le Barti the Kisa Rashua ben Chanani is similar to the story of when the daughter of the Caesar said to Rashua ben Chananiah, "I chachma Mefuara b'kli mechuar, woe is it that this beautiful wisdom is held in this ugly kli?" That she was making fun of Rishu ben Chananya, that he was ugly. Amar la, he told her, "Avicha rami chamar b'mani d'pachra." He said, "Does your father put his wine in clay vessels, which are generally dirty and not pretty?" Amar la, so she said to him, "El b'mai nirmi, what should he put it in?" Amar la, he said, "You atun d'chashvisu, since you are so special and so rich, Rambu Vimani Dava Vakaspa, why don't you keep your wine in gold and silver vessels?" Azza, she went Vamrele Lavua and told her father to do this. Rami Lachamer Bimani Dava Vakaspa, so he put his wine in gold and silver vessels, Vitakif, and it spoiled. Asu Vamrule, they came and told the Caesar that his wine had spoiled. Again, Asuv Amrli, they told him the wine had spoiled Amrla, so he told his daughter, Labarte, to his daughter, "Man Amrla, who told you this? Who told you to put our wine in the golden silver vessels?" Amrla, she said, "Rushua ben Chananya told me." So Karyuhu, the Caesar, called Rushua ben Chananya before him, Amrla, and he told him, he asked him, "Amai Amrisla, Hachi, why did you tell my daughter to do this? You ruined our wine." Amrle, he told him, "Kihechi da Amrle, just as she said to me that she was making fun of me that the wisdom of the Torah is in an ugly container. She was making fun of me. Amrila, so I told her, I responded accordingly that, look, you can't store wine in gold and silver vessels. It will spoil. You have to store wine in relatively dirty and not pretty clay vessels. So too, wisdom must be stored in vessels that are not as pretty." Then the Gemara says, "Iva ha'ika shpiri digamiri." But don't we see that there are handsome, beautiful people who are also very learned? The Gemara answers, "I habu sanu tfei havi gamiri. If they would have been not as attractive, in a chanami, they would have learned even more. That it's not impossible to be a talmid chacham if you're attractive, if you're beautiful or handsome. But in fact, the Gemara seems to be saying that if you weren't as attractive, you would learn more. Tosa says, doesn't mean that if you were less attractive, you would learn more, but it means if you were less concerned with your beauty, then you would learn more. Let's see Rashi up until here. Rashi in the previous Amud, Zayin Amud Aleph. Shlosha Mashkin Halalu, these 3 liquids, Mayim, Yain, V'chalav, water, wine, and milk. Zua Torah, Shein Anosim, Al Klum, V'yoda, V'lomda. This pasuk, these liquids are is a mashal for Torah, because you don't have to give anything for it, and you can know it and study it. Because the Torah, again, this pasuk refers to buying wine and milk without any money. That refers to learning Torah without having to pay money. But pachos shebekelim b'mani depachor, in earthenware clay vessels, the liquids are stored. I'm sorry, but pachos shebekelim, Rashi says it's b'mani depachor, earthenware vessels, b'mani depachora. This is what he had responded to the Caesar's daughter. Rashi explains b'derech schok amar. He was sort of saying it in like a joking, in a way to make fun of her. Umarames, he was hinting to her, ma'at omrisli, what are you telling me that I'm ugly? Your father puts his wine in ugly vessels of clay. The out of my near, she said, what should I put it in? If I don't put it in earthenware vessels, what am I going to do? That's what everyone does. So they put in gold and silver. Rashi v'talk of hechmet, it's spoiled. Kihechi da amrali, Rushua responded to the Caesar, just as she told me, she made fun of, oh, this beautiful wisdom is in this ugly vessel. I told her the same thing, that wine is stored only in ugly vessels. So too the Torah is stored more properly and better in me, the way I look, more better than if I was beautiful. Rashi Havi Sani, Osa Naim Shem Chacham, if those beautiful people who are wise, if they would be not as attractive, Tve Havi Gemir, they would learn even more. Sheefshar Lina'a Lahashvil Daito Uvali De Shechala, someone who's beautiful, it's very difficult, impossible for him to lower himself, to view himself humbly, and therefore he won't work as hard. Uvali De Shechala, and he'll come to forget his studies. Continuing the Gemara gives another interpretation. Davar Acher, another interpretation. Mashal Shemashkin Halalu Ein Nifsalan Alba Hesachadas. Why is the Torah compared to these three liquids? Just as these three liquids become disqualified, become ruined by inattention. If you don't pay attention to them, they will become ruined very easily. After the Torah, Mishtachin Alba Hesachadas. So too, Torah is only forgotten through Hesachadas, through inattention, through not reviewing it and not thinking about it. Rashi. If you don't guard the liquids carefully, they will spill. Or something disgusting will fall into them. And they will become ruined to drink very easily. More so than oil or honey. Why? Because since those liquids are thicker, more viscous, so whatever falls into them, whatever dirt or anything, will float to the top. You can remove the top layer of zorko, throw it out, the chutz. The bottom will be clean and pure. As opposed to clear, thin liquids, for like water, wine, and milk, that are not thick, they get ruined very easily. Rash says clear liquids. The hesachadas im einu machzirim tamid. If you don't review them constantly, you will forget your studies. Back in the Gemara, we're now going to return to discussing rain and what it symbolizes and what's associated with it. Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, he said, Gadol Yom HaGeshamim Ki Yom Shenivru Shemayim Va'aretz. The day of rain is as great as the day that the heavens and earth were created. Shenemar's Pasuk says, Harifu Shemayim Ma'al, the heavens shall rain down from above, Ushchakim Yizlut Tzadik, and it should, righteousness should flow from the heavens. Tiftach Ha'aretz, the land will open up, V'yifru Yasha Utsaka, and salvation and righteousness will blossom, will grow, will be fruitful. Tatsmiach yachad, the ground will cause it to sprout together. Ani Hashem barasiv, I am Hashem who created it. So the Gemara's Medayik, barasim lo nemar, it doesn't say that it created them, which would refer to the heavens. El barasiv, I created it, singular. What's the it that he's referring to? It must be rain. So you see that God does not pride himself in creating the heavens, but specifically in creating rain. That's the greatest part of creation, it sounds like. Amar Rav Oshia, Gadol Yom Geshem Shafil Yeshua Parva Ravabo, and similarly, the day of rain is so great that salvation sprouts in it. Shinemar, as the Pasuk says, we just read, Tiftach Aretz V'yifru Yasha, that the ground opens up, and salvation sprouts on a day of rain. Let's see Rashi on that. Shinema harifu shemayim imal ushchakim yizlu tzedek tiftach aretz v'yifri yeshu tztaka tatsmiach yachad nina Hashem barasiv. Again, describing the day of rain, Hashem says, I'm the one who created it. Barasim lo nemar, doesn't say I created them. Demashma shchakim, which would refer to the heavens. Yizlu kai, that on the heavens that flow, and Hashem says, I created them. El ani Hashem barasiv, rather I'm Hashem who created it. Latalo matar, I created the rain. Shemami, now we see from here, Shemishtabeach, Mispire, that Hashem praises and boasts HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'matar HaShemayim, specifically in the rain of heavens, but not the heavens themselves. The rain is the greatest part of creation. Yeshua Parvavo, what does it mean that salvation sprouts on the day of rain? Malit Seizuchus, those who try to argue for the merit of Klal Yisrael, Nechnasim L'fanav B'yamaksham, they come before Hashem, these angels come before Hashem on the day of rain, Shinizkar, or Shinizkar Yeshua, that they should be remembered or merit a salvation. Mitoch Shas Ratzon, who since this is a time where Hashem is acting favorably to the world in Klal Yisrael because of the rain, so too we get forgiven then. Listen, the Kriyas Pasuk says, "V'yifru Yesha," that salvation will sprout. V'yimasein, when is that? Bizman Shachakim Yizlu Tzedek, when the heavens flow with righteousness, meaning referring to rain. Back in the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chanilai. That rain only comes if Klal Yisrael are forgiven for their sins. That you have been favorable, Hashem, to the land, meaning you have brought rain. Yaakov, you have returned the captives of Yaakov. Nasasa avon amcha, you forgave the sins of your nation. You covered up their sins. So you see that Hashem only brings rain when he forgives sins. Amrlei Ziri midiavas el Ravina, Ziri who from the city of Diavas said to Ravina, Atun mehacha masnisula, you learn that concept from that pasuk. Ana mehacha masnisula, but we learn it from this pasuk. As the pasuk says, Vata tishma hashemayim, listen, O heavens, v'salachta lechatas, and sin will be forgiven. The gomer, and the pasuk continues, and then rain will fall. So you see, rain only falls after the Jews have been forgiven. We'll see Rashi on that. Ratzis Hashem Artecha, Hashem has been favorable to the land, b'mayim, with rain, with water. Nasasa avon amcha, you've forgiven the sins of your nation, miyad, immediately. So you see, whenever it rains, you're forgiven. Hachi gar sinon, amalei mar ziiri, midiavas l'ravina, ziiri from diavas said to Ravina. Rashi says, this is not referring to the more common ziiri of the Gemara. Why? Because ziiri, stam ziiri, hayimena rishon, was an early Amora. Ravina sofa rabba, Ravina was one of the last Amoraim, Lo Rao Zazah, and they didn't see each other. So therefore, our Gemara is talking about Ziri and Diavas, a different Ziri, the Ziri from the city of Diavas, because he knew and spoke to Ravina. V'ata tishma Hashemayim, listen to the heavens, V'gomer, and Pasuk says, V'omer v'nasata matal aratam, and then Hashem says, and I will bring rain, you'll give rain, heavens, to the land. But Tefillah Shlomo, that's in Shlomo HaMelech's Tefillah. Back in the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Tanchum Breda Rav Chia, he said, Ish Kfar Aku, he was from Kfar Aku, that place. Enek Shem Netzaren, Elim Hinis Chayvu Sonem Shal Yisrael Kliya, that the rain will not be withheld unless the enemies of Israel, meaning referring to Israel, but it's just a nice way to say it, only if the enemies of Israel become guilty of destruction, obligated, sin so much that they deserve to be destroyed. Again, I'm referring to Klal Yisrael, it's just not nice to say Klal Yisrael deserves to be destroyed, so we see the enemies of Israel. Shneamar, the pasuk says, literally, Tzia Gam Chom, dryness and heat, Yigzul Mimei Shaleg, will steal from the waters of the snow, Sha'o Chatao, they sinned to the depths. So you see that rain will be withheld by the heat if they have sinned. Amrli Ziri midiavas l'Ravina, he said to Ravina, Atun mehacham asinu la. Again, you learned that from that pasuk. Anam mehacham asinu la. We learned it from a different pasuk, because the pasuk says v'atzar es hashamayim, that Hashem will close up the heavens from rain. V'abadata mehira, and then you will quickly be destroyed. So you see that rain is withheld when we deserve to be destroyed. Keep going the Gemara a little bit. Amar of Chis, Rav Chis says a different reason. Einag shamim netzarim ela b'shvil bittul trumos and maestros. That the reason why rain is withheld is when we do not fulfill the mitzvah of taking off trumos and maestros and giving it to the Kohen and Levi. Shneamar, as Pasuk says, tzia gamchom yigzul mimeshaleg. Again, the heat and the dryness steal away the water of the snow. My mashma, what does that imply? Tanavir Rishmal taught, because of the mitzvot that I commanded you to do during the summer, and you did not do them, meaning referring to trumas and maestros, therefore the waters will be removed from you during the winter. Continuing, Rishon ben Pazi gave a different reason. Ein ha-gesham netzar ne'el b'shvil mesapri lashon hara. The reason why rain is withheld is because of those who speak lashon hara. Shneamar, the pasuk says, Ruach tafon techol al gashem. The northern wind will remove the rain. Upanim nizamim lashon seser. And Hashem has an angry face when there are people who speak secretly, meaning lashon hara. We'll see Rashi on that. Where are we? Tzia gamchom yigzul mimei shaleg. Kishetzia gamchom gozul mimei shaleg. When the heat and dryness steal away the waters from the snow, shein and yordim matar kemishpatam. When the rain doesn't fall as it's supposed to, biyadu shishal chatol. You know it must be because they sin to the depths. That Klai Yisrael greatly sinned. V'lo ya matar, and there will not be rain. V'samach lei v'avadatam, and right after it says, and you'll be destroyed. Tzia. In the second interpretation of French terms of Meister, Darish Lashon Tzivoy. We darshan it to understand it as a Lashon of Tzivoy, of commandment. Devarim Shetzavisi Yitzchamim Mosachama, the thing that I command you in the summer, meaning Trimos of Maestros, Galzum Yimei Shalag Esamater. So they steal from the waters of the snow, meaning the rain. Then we quote the Pasuk, Ruch Tzafon Tuchol El Geshem, the northern wind removes the rain, Upanim Zaman Lashon Seser, and the angry face. Hashem has to those who speak Lashon Hara. Techolel, the word Techolel, it means Tevatel, to nullify, to remove, to take away. Kamo lo yachal devaro, as Pasuk says, that when you make a netter, you shouldn't break your word. Kamri Yivamos, as we also learn in Yivamos, Ruch Safon Baruhu Umevi Ora Laolam, that the northern wind clears everything away and brings light, meaning it removes the rain. Mashik Sham Netzarn, that when the rain is withheld, Uparim Nizamim, Shemar Karsh Baruchu, and Hashem is showing an angry face. She'enu maybe Matar La'olam, and he, because he's not bringing rain, La'olam b'nei Lashem Shaka Rechilos. So we darshan the pasuk to say that that is because of those speaking Lashon Hara. Upshara Mikra, and the simple interpretation of the pasuk is, Kashim Shiruach Safon Tichol Gashem, just as the northern wind removes the rain, Kach Panim Nizamim b'nei Lashon Hara. So too, an angry face is caused by those who speak Lashon Hara. Back in the Gemara. Amar of Sela, Amar of Hamnuna, Enag Shem Netzarn El Bishvil Azei Panim. Rain is withheld only because of those who are brazen, who are chutzpedik. Shneamar Vaymanu Revivim Umalkush Malkosh Lohaya Umeitzach Isha Zona Hayalacha. That the rain was withheld, the late rain did not happen, because you had the forehead of a harlot, meaning you like a woman who is not embarrassed to sin. Va'amar Rav Sela, Amar Rav Hamnuna, Kol Adam Sheishlo Azaz Panim Sofnich Shabavera. Rav Hamnuna added that anyone who is brazen, who is not embarrassed easily, he will eventually come to sin. Shneamar Umeitach Isha Zona Hailecha, that you had again the brazenness of a harlot. So you see that brazenness is bad, and it will lead to sin. Rav Nachman Amar B'yaduah Shenich Shal Bavera. No, not only if you see someone who is brazen, do you know that he will sin, you know that he has already sinned. Shneam Arzvah says, Hayalacha, that you had this brazenness in the past. V'lodar Yelacha doesn't say you will have in the future. It says you had, so it means that you have already sinned. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Kol Adam Sheishal Azaz Panim Mutzer Likrosa Rasha. Rabba Rav Huna said, anyone who is brazen, it is permissible to call him a Rasha. Shnemar, ha'ez ish rasha b'fanav. If a man is brazen, you can call him a rasha to his face. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, amar mutter l'sanoso. It's permissible to hate him. Shnemar, v'oz panav yeshuna. Literally, the pasuk means the boldness of his face will be changed. Al tikri yeshuna, that it will be changed. Don't read it as you will be changed. Ela yisane, read it as it will be hated. That a's panav, that if someone is brazen, it is permissible to hate him. And see Rashi on that. Vayamanu revivim, the rain was withheld. Mishum demeanta hikalim. The end of that pasuk says that you are brazen again, like the harlot, and that demeanta hikalim, you refused to be embarrassed about sinning. So because of that, Rashi says shai b'chaazus, that you had brazenness, therefore the rain was withheld. Haya, again, we later darshan, it says you had mashma kfar nechsha, sounds like you already sinned. You had the brazenness, you already sinned. Ha'ez Isha, man is brazen. Sheishbo us is panami, has brazenness. Emorlo, you can tell him Russia. You can call him a Russia befanav to his face. Veva Mishumalkas, and you will, and you, that's not punishable with lashes. Kedamrin Mesechskushin, meaning even though the Gemara over there says that to call someone a Russia is normally forbidden, and if you do so, you're punished. But this is an exception, a brazen person, you're allowed to call a Russia. Mishum Davar Zebel Vad, much of the cross of Russia. Only this person, only for this thing, are you allowed to call someone a Russia. Much of Lissanos, the next person, you're even permissible, it's even permissible to hate him. Afagav Dechsiv, Afagav Dechsiv, even though generally you have to love every Jew, this person you're allowed to hate. Veis Panav Yis Shuneh, Veis Ksiv Chaser Vav, right, really says Oz, Veoz Ksiv Chaser Vav, but it doesn't have a Vav. Therefore, you can read as Mishu Eiz Panim, not someone who's bold and strong, but rather someone who is brazen and chutzpahdik. Yisane b'shav, or some translate that, change that to b'sin, again, that it is permissible to hate that person. Back in the Gemara. Amrav Katina. Rav Katina said, "Ein hagasham netzaren el bishvil bittel Torah, that the rain is withheld only because of the sin of bittel Torah, of not learning Torah when you have the time and opportunity." Shneamar, as the pasuk says, "Bat saltim yimacha mikra," that through laziness the roof collapses. So how do we darshan that? Bishvil atzlos, because of laziness. Shahaya biyisrael shel atzku b'Torah, that was in Israel that they did not study Torah properly. Nasu sono shel kadosh baruch hu, the enemy, the one that hates HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but again, we're really referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's just a nice way to say it, that if, when the Jews are lazy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes mach, like yimach becomes mach, he becomes literally poor. Ve'ein mach ela ani, mach means someone who's poor. Shneamar, as pasuk says, v'machu merkacha, if he is poor, then your evaluation, as pasuk in Vayikra says. Ve'ein mekara ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and mekara refers to Hashem. Shinemar ha-mekareb ma'im el-yosav, that Hashem makes his roofs for his upper chambers with water. So therefore the pasuk means that when Klal Yisrael are lazy, Hashem becomes poor, meaning he cannot offer us rain. Rav Yosef Amar Meihachar said, you can learn that connection from here. The pasuk says, Vatalu ra'u, or you do not see any light. Bahirhu ba'shchakim, that the sky is patchy with clouds. Ruch avravet taram, but the wind came and cleared them away, meaning the clouds. So how do we darshan that? Vein or ela Torah, light refers to Torah. Shneamar, ki ner mitzvah Torah or, that a mitzvah is a candle and the Torah is light. Bahir abu bashchakim, what does it mean that the sky was cloudy with patchy with clouds? Tanav Rishmal, that the house of Rishmal taught, afilu b'shashur akia nasa b'horin b'horin, even when the sky is filled with clouds, lahore talamat, are about to rain, Ruach avra v'titaram, that the wind will pass by and clear it away. So therefore the pasuk is saying that, again reading the pasuk, v'atalo ra'u, or when you do not see the light, when you do not learn Torah, even if there are many clouds in the sky, the wind will remove it and it will not rain. Let's keep going. Amar Rabbi Ami said, Ein hagasham netzaren ela ba'avon gezel, the reason why rain is withheld is because of the sin of stealing. Shneamar al kapayim kisa or. Literally, the pasuk says that with clouds, Hashem covers the rain. Kapayim is clouds, and or means rain here. But we darshan is ba'avon kapayim, with the sin of kapayim, meaning hands. Through the sin of hands, kisa or, the rain is covered. The in kapayim elachamas, and kapayim refers to stealing. Shneamar says in Yonah, umin achamas asher v'chapehem, the stolen goods that were in their hands. Vein or alamatar, an or refers to rain. Shneamar yafitz anan oro, that Hashem scatters the clouds of his rain. So if there is stealing, then Hashem removes the clouds of rain. Mai takante, what should you do? How can you fix it if it does not rain? Yarbe betfila, you should increase davening. Shneamar, because the end of that pasuk in Eov says, Vaitzav alev mafkia, but Hashem commands it according to the one who is mafkia. What does mafkia mean? Vein pkia eletfila, the Gemara says that pkia refers to davening. Shneamar, the pasuk says, that Hashem tells Yirmiyahu, Vata and you, Al Tispalel Ba'ad HaMazah, do not daven for this people, V'gomer, etc. Val Tifkabi, and do not entreat me, do not daven to me. So you see that Pgia means davening. So if you daven, Hashem will bring the rain. Let's keep going for a second. V'amar Rabbi Ami, and similarly Rabbi Ami said, how do you understand the pasuk? Im keha habarzal, if the iron is dull, v'hu lo panim kilkel, he did not sharpen its edge, referring to an axe. Imra isa, so what does that mean? Simple meaning is referring to an axe. Imra isa rakia shakia kabarzel, if you see that the sky has become rusty like iron, milahor talu matar, and it no longer brings rain, it's rusty, it's not being used. Bishvil maisa dor shem kukalan, it is because of the actions of the generation which are inferior, which are wrong, incorrect, are broken. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, we just quoted, v'hu lo panim kilkel, that v'hu lo panim, that this generation does not turn to the face of Hashem, does not daven, kilkel, it is ruined. Ma'ita kanasam, and how do you fix it? Yiskabru barachamim, that you should again increase your davening. Shenamar, because the end of that pasuk says that even though the axe is dull, b'chayelim yigaber, that the soldiers will still be strong. V'yistron hechsher chachma, but wisdom is even a greater tool. And midarshan that meaning to say kol shecheinim hechsheru maaseh meikar, and certainly it will be even better if they had prepared their actions originally. I mean, if they had originally davened properly, then it would even be better than waiting to daven only once there's no rain. Let's see Rashi on that. Yimach, you will become poor. Kamisha imbo koach, like someone who has no strength. Lahor talmacha, to bring down the rain. Vata lo ra'u or, and now you do not see any light. Mifnesh lo ra'u or shel Torah, since you didn't see the light of the Torah. Afilu kishash shamayim bahorin, even when the sky is cloudy. Kamo baharis, like a baharis is a type of saras, a patch of white. Menumar, it's spotted, but other than the sky is spotted with clouds. Vrotel hoher gishamim, and Hashem wants to bring rain. Ruch avra v'titaram mifazeres ha'avim, the wind will come and clear it, will scatter the clouds. Rashi just adds on, Hamalach af bari shemo, the angel in charge of this, his name is af bari yafitz anan oro geshem shelo, he will scatter the clouds and the rain. Vayitzav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God commands the rain, aleha al geshem shetere, he commands the rain to fall, b'mafkia, according to the one who davens to him, because she's spalekmo v'al tifgabi, when someone davens to him, as the pasuk says by Yirmiyahu, don't daven to me. You see, pkiya means davening. Kea habarzel, if the iron is dull, kmo hakea shinav, to blunt his teeth, v'shinei banim takhena, to blunt the teeth of your children, that's blunt, it's dull, not being used. V'ulo panim kilkel, it's because of that, shekil klodor, that the generation ruined their actions. The kol shecheinim hulchshu maaseim, so they should daven, and certainly would have even been better if they had prepared their actions before. And kodem lachin earlier. V'achim mashman, this is how you understand the pasuk. V'yisron hechshir, hachshir, what does that mean? V'yisron shehechshir lachachma, that it's even better for someone who had prepared wisely. Im hechshir maaseh mitchila, if he had originally prepared and made his actions proper. Shevo g'shamim yoser, so then the rain would have fallen even more. M'v'chayelim migaber, then, as opposed to having the soldiers strengthen themselves, the soldiers strengthen themselves in prayer once it's already been ruined, once there's already a famine, once there's already been a drought, that it would have been better if you would have davened originally properly, you would have received more rain if you would have done that.